And how much time is there in there?
Well, I think hopefully I'm going to do some more.
Thank you.
Okay, Yaakov Dishmai, we're up to number two in Hilchos Borer, and we're going to discuss a few topics. First of all, we're going to discuss the diyun about the heter of Shas Hachila as raised in the Ber Heitev and in the Ber Halacha. The next thing that we need to discuss is going to be the Hagdara of a Taruvos. What qualifies as a Taruvos in terms of Hilchos Borer? So we're going to talk about min echad and shtei minim, siyata d'shmaya. We'll talk about the general definition of a taruva, a lot of important topics today. And then talk about chibur echad, also in terms of halachas of taruvas, what defines a taruvas. And then discuss briefly psilas meruba. That'll transport us a little bit to what we're going to discuss on Monday in terms of hilchos yom tov. And then finally try to get to washing peros. Okay, so a very important issue that's raised by the Be'er Halacha, Dibra Maskel Habora Psoles, in Simin Shinyu Tes Sif Dalid, is the issue of Derech Achila. That it could very well be, he points out, and it's probably Ramban that holds this way, that when it comes to Borer, the Isser Borer does not apply if one is in the process of eating. Let's do it inside. It's a beautiful Be'er Halacha. He says, V'yeshli estatik. It's in the standard edition, it's on page 280. Is the Yisra Borah when you're preparing in advance before the meal, and then you have the definition of the altar that we discussed last time? To the point that Rabbein Ruchman would say even 3-4 hours, our halacha is lamaisa is within an hour. So even if it's not in one's mouth, poskim spell out that if the item is already in your mouth, then that definitely would not qualify as bora. However, if the item is not yet in your mouth, even if it's prior to being to going into your mouth, but if it's b'shas hachila, so then in such a case, one could argue that it doesn't qualify as bora because that is derech meichel. Odilma lo shna. Or we say that there is no difference between the two. So the Be'er Halacha connects this to the most famous case in Hilchos Borer, and that is the fly and the wine. And he says, wait a second, this was a famous machlokas between the Mari Abulafia and the Mari Tatz. Umatsasi, the Sefer Birke Yosef, Shekasov Nechlegu Bedova, Mari Abulafia, Mari Tatz. Shamari Abulafia, Mekel, Mari Tatz, Oser. That the Mari Abulafia said that you're allowed to take the fly directly out of the wine, and there's no problem. And the Mari Tatz said it's Oser. Umitamze, Oser Lahashlich, Hazvuv Minakos, Elke Yishpoch, Gamken, Tzas Mashke Imma. The suggestion, though, would be to pour off a little bit of wine with it. So if you have the heter of derech achila, no problem. You're in the process of drinking it. You take out the fly and zehu. That's the whole story. However, if you take a little bit of wine off with it, then even those who say you don't have the heter of derech achila, that would be the eitza. Va'ein l'kamam sifte zayim bez Be'er Halacha. V'kas de Birkei Yosef, mistimas ha-poskim shelo chilku v'zeh, mashma de psos tochoch afil bofen zeh chayiv. This is a very powerful point that the Chida makes. The Birkei Yosef is the Chida. The Birkei Yosef makes a very, very powerful point, and he says, we don't find this anywhere, except for a Ramban, that says that you have the heter of derech achila. Ramban's big stuff, but you don't find it in the later poskim, and therefore the Birkei Yosef says we don't have the heter. By the way, that's Lamaisa, according to Ruba de Ruba poskim. According to Ruba poskim, you don't have the heter of derech achila. We will come out according to one giant. There might be room to rely on it as a smach lahatir, but generally this is a halacha. Now the Be'er Halacha did something that goes on. He did some research. He says the Mefurish in Ramban, as I alluded to before, on Daf Ayin Dalet. You look up the Ramban, the Be'er Halacha is right. That the Ramban says that derech achila doesn't qualify as borer, but he says nevertheless he's machriya against that. Why is he machriya himself against that, like the Birkei Yosef? because he has another fascinating halacha. If you take a look in Shin Yud Tes, Sif Tes Zayin, the Mechaber says as follows, Mayim Sheish Bahem Toloyim, if you have water that has insects inside, so we're going to have to talk about filtering water, we were handling with it after the shiur. That you have water that has bugs inside. You're allowed to drink the water via a cheesecloth, would be the best way to describe it, or a handkerchief. Here's my cup. There were bugs inside. So if I put a cheesecloth on top and then I drink it through the cheesecloth, so in such a case, that's not borer. Why is that not borer? Says this is a Tshuvas HaRosh. It's lifted straight from a Tshuvas HaRosh. D'lo sheyach bor mishamer, el b'miskan inyin kodem achila ushtia. That's only if you fix the item prior to eating or drinking. Aval im b'shas ushtia, ma'akev es hapsola shelo yikanes letoch piv, ein ze me'ein malacha umoter. Now, at first glance, there are two ways of reading the words of the Rosh. At the end of the day, there's only one way of reading the words of the Rosh. At first glance, the Rosh is saying, you're doing this kodem achila ushtia, and therefore it's mutter. But he has these extra nine words, where he says, aval b'shas shtia ma'akev es apsolas shelo yikanes letoch piv. And the Be'er Halacha understood, and I think it's the only way you can understand the Tshuvas HaRosh, is that the heter over here is not that you're in the process of drinking, but rather you're not doing borer. You're never selecting the insects. You never took out the insects. All you're doing is you're blocking the insects. The Isser of Borer will be to take out the insect. Okay, so this is the Heter Tshuvas HaRosh, a fascinating idea. I haven't seen many people apply this. I wonder if you can make a filter like this Tshuvas HaRosh. I haven't seen anybody do this. But this is the bottom line. The bottom line is, if you're Ma'akev as Hapsoles, last time we suggested, then he had sleek sensations and the kosher baby wipes. So maybe someone could design a filter that's like this. But at the end of the day, the Tshuvas HaRosh says, what is borer? Borer is when you're filtering out, you're taking psoles, if psoles goes in one place, the ochel goes in another place, that's borer. However, when you have a case where you're ba'akev the psoles, so then in such a case, you never do the ma'aseh borer. Akan divrei Tshuvas HaRosh. Again, this is really not very much lemaisa because most filters do not work that way. Says the Chafetz Chaim very simply, if the Tshuvas HaRosh, We'll get there. Mirtz Hashem. What's that?
Maybe I'm just not getting the
Matthias. Our filters, that's not our topic yet. Mirtz Hashem. We're just talking about the Tshuvas HaRosh. Right. Tshuvas HaRosh is clear. That he's being ma'akev the psoles. So says the Be'er Halacha, a beautiful deal. Be'er Halacha says that, wait a second, Tshuvas HaRosh didn't need those eight lines. He could have just said, El Masakin Inim, Kodem Achilo Ashtia. That is derech achila shtia. Zet min azvas. What do we see from here? We see from here that there's no heter of derech achila. Now, the Ramban is never codified in Shulchan Aruch. The Tshuvas HaRosh is codified in Shulchan Aruch. So Be'er Halacha says he believes that this is a machlokas rishonim, Ramban and Rosh. At the end of the day, Rosh found its way into Shulchan Aruch. The Ramban didn't find its way into Shulchan Aruch. And therefore we go l'chumra. This is the Hanhoga l'maisa today. I was zocha to learn for 4 years with Rav Shmuley Marcus, who is now Rosh Yeshiva in Landers, so we learned together in the Kol Elyon, and he was very gracious that he shared with me his notes from his grandfather of Aaron Soloveitchik Zatzal. So now we used to discuss a lot his notes. Rav Shmuley is very, very meticulous, so he meticulously transcribed his grandfather's shiurim, and I noticed that I don't remember if he heard this directly from him or was just in his notes, but at the end of the day, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was the giant that I said that was more makel than the rest of the world. You should know for the record that Rav Aaron held that there was room to be makel for Derech Achila. I have not seen this heter in a single Kitzur book. It's one of these cases that... And he thought that the Tshuvas HaRosh wasn't relevant at all. And he was docha the Be'er Halacha's Rai, and he said that's not called Derech Achila. In other words, the case of the Tshuvas HaRosh is not the normal way for a person to drink. The normal way for a person to drink is straight from a cup, not with a cheesecloth. So he said the Tshuvas HaRosh couldn't use that heter. You can't use the Tshuvas HaRosh because that is not an example of Derech Achila. This is, if I recall correctly from years ago, what Rav Shmuley had in his notes, what we discussed. But I think that's that should be added for the record, because all you need to do is get around this Shuvas HaRash. Once you get around this Shuvas HaRash, then you have a massive heter in Hilchos Borer that you be matur anything that's called Derech Achila. That was Reb Aaron Zatzal's Dechia, but I have not seen it. You won't find this in the Dirshu, you won't find the Shmir Shabbos Tilchasa, I don't even know if you'll find it in Reb Rimon Sefer. This heter. But there, it should be known that the general Derech HaPsak is to be Machmir. This was Reb Aaron Svara, I guess, one needs to be done on that Svara, and then maybe you to be Mitzari if it, in case it's Lahav. Yes, Ratzim.
If, according to Rabbi Yochananel, if the heter of the three Tanaim, in a regular case of the three Tanaim, is Derech HaChila, so of course there's no standard heter of Derech HaChila at a Tom eating.
Sorry.
And from the fact that Rashi and Tosis don't say anything about it, isn't that also Mashmah, they don't hold anything like that?
And that would be very nice now to go back and then compare the Ramban's way of learning the Sugya to Rabbi Yochananel. That would be fascinating. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Yes, Sammy.
So, if you're just explaining again.
Yes.
For Aaron Doche, he just said.
No, he didn't. He wasn't Doche the Tshuva Sarash. He was Doche the Ber Halacha, Zrayi of the Tshuva Sarash, to be relevant to this question. Because Rav Aaron thought that there would. All the Rishonim agree that there's Heter Derech Achila. No one ever disagreed with the Ramban. Either there's a Tshuva Sarash. The Tshuva Sarash is not the normal way for people to drink. Normal way for people to drink is not with the cheesecloth on top. So he thought that that wasn't the heter. You didn't have a heter of derech achila. That was is that clear now?
I think so. Yeah.
Then you lose that heter of derech achila. I wonder. My response at the time was maybe it was derech achila in those times. Derech shtia in those times. Because derech shtia was that things were so unsterile that it could be. It was common for people to drink through a cheesecloth. We got it. That requires research. Yama.
The raya is that Russia is a different heter.
Yeah, that's how I understood the Berla. Did someone understand the raya differently?
And what would that be?
The heter would have been that derech shtia. Derech shtia. What's that? That you don't need. Let's say I rejected that lumnus. Let's say I held that blocking the bugs is considered borer. It should still be. It should still have another heter, and that is that it's derech shtia. That's what the Ber Halacha is right. It's yes, Rav David.
I'm asking about the blocking the bugs. I don't quite understand. Is blocking the bugs is not boer, or is it ochel mitok psolos? Because I'm getting the water, which is what I want.
Well, the words of Tshuvas HaRash is not that it's ochel mitok psolos, but rather the words are it's not boer.
And why is it?
It seems that according to the Rush, to be over Borer, you need to select the Psolas.
Pull it out.
Exactly. Which now brings us to a very, very basic question. And we're going to see this through the addition of the Chumrah that the Maritats had suggested. Maritats said, of course, that you don't have the Heter of Derech Achila and you need to take out the fly with some wine. That's how the Taz understood the Maritats. And that is that the Maritats is suggesting that the way in which you'll solve it is you take ochel and psoles out from the ochel. So this is very, very important. This heter is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in a couple of places. And that is that when you have the fly, the solution is to take ochel with the fly, a little bit of wine. And this is the minhag olam generally. Let's say you have something in your soup. You don't want the carrot. By mistake, your mother put the carrot in the soup and you're not interested in the carrot. So l'chura, according to Mishnah Berurah, what one could do is take out both the carrot and the soup. And then in such a case, you're not taking psoles from ochel. You're taking psoles and ochel from ochel. You didn't do a ma'isa borer. This is the general way that most understand according to the Taz. However, it should be mentioned that both the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch Harav are not happy with this understanding of the Taz. They understand the Taz entirely differently. And we're going to branch out now is two fascinating different worlds, the world of the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the world of the Chazon Ish, and it could very well be that they will be connected. on some level. But I want to emphasize that the world of the Mishnah Berurah and the world of general Psak is not going to be what we're discussing in the next 10 minutes. Although it's definitely the world of Psak, both the Chaz Mishnah and Shulchan Aruch Harav in the world of Psak. But the standard approach, I want to be very clear about this, the standard approach is that this Be'er Halacha is the Halacha L'maisa, it's a Machlokas HaDerech HaTila, we're Machmir, and the Eitza HaYu'utza, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz, is to pull out a little bit of Ofel. You know what's that's so important that we should see this in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, it's not in the Mishnah Berurah over here, it's in Shin Yud Tes Sif Samach Aleph. If you take a look, Shin Yud Tes Samach Aleph, he says, El B'Misakein, he says, Va'al Kein, Kishenofel Zvuv Al Dover Acher B'Michel U'mashke. By the way, this Rav David supports the way I understood the Tshuvas HaRash, because he's going on the Tshuvas HaRash over there, Bameiv and Yavin. He's saying, what's the Yisr? The Yisr is going to be, if you have Psolas inside the Ochel, Lo Yisr HaZvuv Bein Biyad Bein Ekli, Dahave Bor Psolas Me Ochel, El Yikach Tzas Kameh Amaychel Amashke Imo V'Yizrok. And the Be'er Hetev, when he discusses this whole thing, in Sif Katan Beis, he quotes that Taz, in Sifkatan Beis, take a look at the Be'er Hetev over there on your own, the Taz suggests to take that out. So everybody have that before, because what we're going to discuss is very nuanced. What we gave now is what I would call the Derech HaMelech, or the Derech HaKohen HaGadol, however you describe the Chafetz Chaim. And what we're going to see is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Chazon Ish, Kedarkan B'Kodesh, are going to have slightly different approaches. Okay. Comes along both the Chazon Ish and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. We'll see it through the eyes of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish comes along and he says he thinks everybody misunderstood the Taz, and the Chazon Ish introduces a Chumrah that the Dirshu pointed out is not only a Chumrah of the Chazon Ish, but also Rav Shlomo Zalman liked this Chumrah as well. I'm not convinced that Rav Shlomo Zalman, like the Dirshu presents it, was going in the world of the Chazon Ish. Could be that Rav Shlomo Zalman felt even the Mishnah Berurah would agree to this chumrah, but we're going to see that the Chazon Ish doesn't like this approach at all. Again, what's the svara? The svara is that once you take out ochel and psolas together out of the drink, so then that's not a maisa bor. The maisa bor is to take out psolas from ochel. Comes on the Chazon Ish in Simin Nun Gimel, and he says no. Taz Simin Shin Yotes Kosa the Kishenotel Zvuv Odover Acher Bekos Lo Yotzin Levadon El Yichzas. I guess he's quoting from the base mayor. So here he quotes, there are some who are Mekel who have another svara, and that is that they suggest, he suggests, Bedas HaMaritas, that the fly is not part of a taruvus at all. The fly is floating on top. So the fly is floating on top, then you don't have a mixture at all. Then he says, Aval yesh lahachmir ka taz. But the Taz didn't understand it that way. The Taz understood that is considered mixed up. Vihine, ha dehiter ataz belokeh tzas min amashki ima tzarech iun. But the Chazon Ish doesn't like this heter at all from the Taz. Anytime, argues the Chazon Ish, that when a person removes psolas, who cares if he takes a little bit of ochel with it? If he's making the wine drinkable, so then in such a case, that should be a problem of Borer. In other words, the Chazon Ish questions our whole svara from the Mishnah Berurah. He questions the whole idea that simply taking a little bit of ochel off with psalas, it automatically makes it not Borer. Why? Says the Chazon Ish, if the wine is not drinkable, the Isser of Borer is making the wine that wasn't drinkable, drinkable. And it's not going to be defined about whether you take out psolas only. The wine wasn't drinkable. If the wine wasn't drinkable, says the Chazon Ish, then the halacha is that you've been overboard. Whether you take out a little bit of Michael with it or not. So if that's so, the Chazanish says the Taz doesn't make any sense. So the Chazanish says, no. I'm jumping ahead in the Chazanish. I'm going to actually read the whole Chazanish with you inside. He concludes and he says, no, over here the Taz is a different Vart. First, I'm going to do the Chazanish out of order because that's the easiest way to do it. Five lines before the end of the paragraph, in my, it's photocopied from my Chazanish, so that's underlined. Va'amnam yesh makom lomer. Va'amnam yesh makom lomer sha'yayin shemetafeach al-guf ha'zvuv shem ta'aruvos aleha. V'hilkas v'rle la'taz shem yikach ha'zvuv atzmo al-kein chashiborer la'hayayin shayetofeach al-gufot. So Chazon Ish says two yesodos over here in the case of the wine inside, the fly on the wine. Number one, because the fly is floating on top, it's not mixed with most of the wine. That's step number one. That's Hanacha number one. Hanacha number two, he says, is, but you still have a problem that even though it's not mixed with the majority of wine, the wine that's in between, sorry for the dramatization, I'm doing this on purpose. The wine that's in between the wing and the body of the fly, that you are being misakin if you just took out the fly by itself. Therefore, the Chazon Ish says, you need to take out a little bit of the wine, because if you would just take out the fly and not the wine that's right around it, so you'd be misakin that part of the wine. So the rest of the wine in the cup, that wasn't even a shayla borer at all. If you have stuff inside, so then even if you take out ochel with it, the Chazon Ish argued upstairs, the halacha would be that that would be considered borer. Taking ochel with psolus is not enough of a heter. No, if it was deep inside. But here it's floating on top. So says the Taz, since it's floating on top, number one, it's not mixed with the rest of the wine. Number two, aside from it being not mixed with the rest of the wine, you still need to take the mashke out, because a little bit of mashke on top, you would be misaking that. So you just take it out, and you just separated two sets of ochel. All you did was, you separated the wine from the little bit of mashke that was affected by the fly, and you put it somewhere else. But if the fly was affecting the rest of the mashke, then in such a case, then you'd have a problem being misakin in the ochel. Just in brackets, ma'amevin yavin, this works in beautifully, lani yazdaiti, with the Yeshuas Yaakov, and the Yisra Bora being misakin in the gufa shtia, etc., ma'amevin yavin. Close brackets. Any clarification necessary in this Chazon Ish? So far, so good, Rabbi Osan? Beautiful. Ben, yeah.
Can I take back the Mishra Bora?
No. I want to finish the whole Chazon Ish out of stuff. Okay, so this is the shita of Chazon Ish. Please, I want to hear it. Not that I don't want to hear it, but I just want to make sure that everything is misudar. Oh, so it comes along. What's that saying?
Chazon Ish holds only by liquids or by any kind. He says that it's.
Presumably, he would say any type of things. That's right. Vamevin Yavin, how is that connected to Yerushalmi? That you could do Bora the entire day. But if you didn't take out the last piece of psolus, you're not going to be chayiv. Is that machlokas b'al Yerushalmi? How does it connect to that? That's a chabura by itself. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, the Dirshu points out this is important Chazon Ish. Here, the Dirshu did a very good job, although I'm not sure I agree with exactly the way they set it up. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was choshesh for something similar. In Perek Gimel, Os Lamed Tes, in the third edition of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the editions I like, I always have a way of plugging the editions I like. So I say the Gemara that we use with the regular Ran is that your grandfather's Gemara. So this is the edition that Reb Ben Sal read with Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. They reviewed, he said, the third edition. He said he doesn't think Reb Shlomo Zalman saw the first two editions. But he knows, he said it in a modest way, he knows for a fact that he went over the third edition, because they went over the third edition together as in the galleys. So this is the, I believe, the third edition. Os Lamites, Omea Greshaz Orbach Shamati, halfway through Lamites, Shegam Hataz Eino Matir, Ela Bizvuv Echod Oshnaim, Ba'ofan Shekol Hamacho Lom Ura Bizvuvim. So if you have many flies, says Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, then the Taz would also be Machmir. Taking out the Meichel would not work. What's the Svara? So the Dirshu points out that the Svara is that it made all of the wine undrinkable. You had some flies that were light, so they're sitting on top. Some of them are heavier. They're sitting towards the bottom. And even you could say, even if they're all sitting on top, at the end of the day, it makes it the ichi factor. It makes it all ichi. So then in such a case, Rav Shlomo Zalman held that would be usher as well. So that's similar to the Chazon Ish. I'm not convinced it's the same sheet of the Chazon Ish. We could have been falpel in the Beis Medrash, whether it is or it isn't. I think there might even be room to be machmir even according to the Mishnah Brura. But either way, the Dirshu puts together, just like the Chazon Ish made his point in Svar over there, so too over here. Now, I just want to finish off doing the Chazon Ish. It is a little bit important. La'agdil Torah La'adira. The Chazon Ish, just to finish off. So that's the Chazon Ish Shita. So far, so good. The Shita is clear. Yes, Sam? Rav Shlomo Zalman says that if you got many flies inside, so then the whole thing is undrinkable. And by removing it, you're making it drinkable. So that's the same svara that we saw from the Chazon Ish, that if you have a lot of psolas, taking out a little bit of ochel is not going to solve it. If you're making the rest drinkable, yes, Yisrael.
Why would the Taz agree to that? Why is he saying the Taz wouldn't matter that?
He said because the Taz was only matter where it's tzaf lamala. It was, you had one that was sitting on top.
I mean, he's agreeing with the way that the Chazon Ish explained.
Exactly. Again, I'm not convinced he necessarily... It's machmir for everything in Chazon Ish, but he holds
that. Either way, either it has one fly or 20 flies, or being a sack.
No, because the Chazon Ish did not understand it that way. Chazon Ish understood that if you have one fly, so then the only thing that it affects is the area right around it. And that's what you need to move. So, by the way, I would add that is cultural. In other words, again, with the ichi factor, it could be that for some person they wouldn't drink the whole thing because of that one fly. Yesha falpel. I agree that has room for pilpel. Yes.
Wouldn't the fly be a barrier which would wouldn't be bottled the entire super?
I don't think where we have to deal with those halachos because here we're just with psolas. You're right in terms of whether you can eat it in terms of hilchos bittel. Then you're right. But in terms of Hilchas Psalas on Shabbos, I don't think it's going to be that.
Being attacking the entire soup?
Lav dafka, being misakin. Oh, because you can't drink it. Yehuda's saying something sharp. So that's all the way on the bottom of today's Maravikomos that we're probably not going to get to. And that is Psalat Hilchatit. Whether that's considered, whether halachic Psalas is considered a Psalas. So that would be a fascinating question. They're assuming not that way. Also, it's cold. It might have other halachas. Good. Okay, so back into the Chazon Ish. So he says as follows. I just want to bring out one more point. V'hachanami. First word in line is Yalama'ah. V'hachanami harei pu'ulaso mechicha alav she'ein kavanoso l'chalek hamashke. First word in line is she'ein. About 10 lines in. She'ein kavanoso l'chalek hamashke beis kelim. His intention is not to separate the Meichel, in other words, the Chazon Ish is driving home his point, that when you take out a little bit of Yayin, his intention is not to take out a little bit of Yayin to make it another drink. In other words, if you were taking a cup of wine and you were dividing the cup in half, so then maybe you could argue that in such a case your intention is to take the Meichel and the Psalas. But this is a joke, says the Chazon Ish. This Meichel is not, you're just taking out to say that you're just taking out the Psalas. And that is not a heter, even though the Mishnah Brura seemed to say, understand from the Taz that it was a heter. She'ein kavanos l'chal kamashka shtei kelim. It's not that he's dividing yet. Elodaito l'nakos es hakotz min azvuv. He wants to clean the cup out. U'bezen nigra melachto b'mashal ke'aktsas min amashka. That doesn't make it any better. So that's his question on the Mishnah Berurah. How can you be matir? V'nira, that's what he says, what I had mentioned to you before. It's not considered borer because it's on the top. So when it's mixed up, then you're going to have the Yisr. But if it's on top, it's not. Now here he brings a fascinating raya. I want to share this with you, and this is going to be important for later on. V'hadavar mevur b'hada amru Shabbos kuflam etes and beis v'huva b'shulchan aruch shin yutes yudalet. Everybody take a look at this halacha. This is an important halacha. It doesn't take a lot of place in literature, but it actually comes up without people realizing it. Mutter la'aros b'nachas. Let's see in the Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed to pour b'nachas mikli l'chaveiro. You're allowed to pour lightly from one cup to another. Here we're talking about you have wine in this cup, and there's sediment also. And you're pouring off wine from one cup to the next. Ubelvad. Sheyizar shekishiyifso kakiluach umaskil leri mitzotzas haktanos hanishafos ba'achron mitokapsolas yafsik v'yaniach imashmarim. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to be careful that when you're pouring, of course, sediment is heavier than liquid, and it's on the bottom. The moment in which you reach this place, you pour off this much, and now you're reaching a place where there's already starting to be sediment, he says, you got to stop before you reach that point. What are you going to do? You're going to pour off more wine. But the moment in which you're pouring off more wine, you're actually selecting the wine from the shmarim. So this comes up not only with wine and sediment. Anytime you have a drink that there's some type of sediment inside, there's something inside, the sediment is a little heavier. If you're pouring off the wine, that is going to be problematic in terms of borer. So that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If he's not going to stop earlier, then it's clear that what he wants to do is select the wine, pour off the wine from the sediment. That's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Continues the Chazon Ish. Let's look back in the Chazon Ish. V'adavir mevur, demutr lishbos hayayim min akli olaniach hashmar. Avot tzarech lahafsik, you need to stop, kishayayim kvar nismayit, umetavtev min hashar. Hare. So what is the Chazon Ish proof from this? Even though the sediment and the yayin are in one kli, and he pours off the wine, mutter. The reason why it's mutter is because we say that the wine is separate, it's not mixed with the sediment on most of the cup. It's only when it gets to the bottom. But up until here, it's not considered mixed. Says the Chazon Ish, that's the same svara of the Taz. If you have one fly, it's not mixed with the rest of the wine. We could add, if you have a bunch of flies, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, so then in such a case, it's all mixed up. But if you have one, it's considered on top. That's his raya. Avo besof, kvar shein taruvas al atipin. But at the bottom, there is a taruvas with those drops. Ukishim afrida, so Shulchan Aruch says, when you reach that point, shein bara alav, so then you can't do bara. That's a Chazon Ish's raya. You're going to see later why I'm making a big deal about this. First of all, it's halacha that's generally glossed over in Shulchan Aruch. This halacha about pouring, aleph, beis, will come up shortly. Okay. This is the world of the Chazon Ish, the chumrah of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish does not accept the heter of taking ochel and psoles from ochel, even though the Mishnah Berurah does. Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's quoted in the Piskei Tshuvas. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's in the Siddur Harav. It's in the Baal HaTanya Siddur. He has another approach. He agrees with the Chazon Ish, and he says there's no way that simply taking off ochel and psoles is going to be mutter. The Piskei Tshuvas quotes that in Taf Kuf Yud Ches. It's in your booklet on the second page, right after the cover page. Taf Kuf Yud Ches you don't have in your booklet. Taf Kuf Yud Ches, he quotes from the Siddur Arav a brilliant suggestion. And that's a different approach. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is going to reject the standard approach of Mishnah Berurah as well, and he's going to have another solution. And he suggests the following. He suggests that a very brilliant chidush. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, taking ochel and psoles is not a heter. No. But I have a different heter. Here is the cup with the fly. You pour off, it's towards the top, you pour off. I always find that the fly tends to stick towards the back for the... Okay, so you got to pour off quite a bit, but if you do it quickly, you'll if you do it like this, you'll get the fly. Okay, you got the fly. Tov, did you just do Borer? So everybody says, yes, you did do Borer, unless you're going to say you have the Ochel and Psalms. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, I don't think you did Borer. Because why? Because we know Ochel mitoch Psalms is Mutter. Psalms mitoch Ochel is Aser. How do you define whether you're taking Ochel mitoch Psalms or Psalms mitoch Ochel? Zak de Balatanya, brilliant idea. The Balatanya has been amazing this year. Says the Balatanya, a brilliant idea. He says, whatever you end up with your hand, that's the Dover HaNivrar. That's what you've chosen. So he says, if you pour off the fly, you're taking Ochel from Sos. What you're taking to yourself is the Ochel from Sos. For those of you it sounds strange to you, that's not the way you understood Borah, it's because Mishabura doesn't understand Borah this way. But this is how the Shulchan Aruch Rav understands Borah. And in some ways, I always found that the Shulchan Aruch Rav is a little bit dizzying because you have to sort of reorient yourself in Hilchos Borah. But I always appreciated the Shulchan Aruch Rav because he gave me a concrete definition that in a way no one else does. And therefore, if you take a look in Ha'orah 351, he quotes this, V'hine b'sidara, first word online is a little bit rubbed out, though, Raisa, 10 lines in. Unfortunately, our yeshiva doesn't have a Siddur Rav. I also don't have one at home, unfortunately. So, V'hine b'sidara Rav. I'm guilty. I never actually looked it up in the Siddur. But it's quoted by many. V'hine b'sidara Rav hiter al yidei hatiyas hakos ha'akara afilu eina shofich men rakab soles greida ulushitaso azil. The way in which you define doing borer is whatever's left in your hand. Whatever's left in your hand, that's a dover hanivra. Okay, so that is the Shulchan Aruch Rav's approach. He agrees with the Chazon Ish, and he says that the Chazon Ish is right, that the heter of Mishnah Berurah is off, but he has another solution, that's his solution. And this is going to be overreaching. And that is, how do you define when you take Ochel and Tov Psalms? Now, the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, Lishitaso disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch Rav. There's a double machlokas here. Mishnah Berurah allowed the heter of taking the Ochel and the Psalms together. He took the Taz, Kipshuto, and the Chazon Ish, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav didn't like it. But he also clearly disagrees with the Hagdara of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. If you take a look in Sifkata Nunhei, a very important Mishnah Berurah. Three lines from the bottom in Sifkata Nunhei. Va'aser lishpo chashuma min harotev. It's prohibited to pour off fat from gravy. In other words, there's a lot of fat. Let's say this happens on top of soup. That would be an interesting question, whether you compare the fat to the fly that's floating on the top. But you have fat sitting on top of soup. Aser lishpo min harotev. It's prohibited to pour off that fat. Afilu em lo yisirim bikaf. El yishpoch ba'kli atzma. Even if you're not going to use a spoon, dahave kibora biyad v'lo b'kli v'kol makom aser ta'ashuma mikri psalos l'gabei rotev. The fat is considered psalos. Now, what are you doing over there? The exact same thing that Shulchan Aruch Rav was being matir when it came to the fly. You're pouring off the fat that's ending up in, down the sink, and you have the soup in your hand. So that should be called Ochel mitoch psalas, says the Mishnah Berurah, aser. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, l'chura, it would be mutter. What's the Mishnah Berurah's shita? He holds that the dover anivrar, you have to ask yourself honestly, what are you trying to get out of? What are you trying to take away? That's the dover anivrar. So if you have a fly, what you want to get away is the fly. If you have fat, you want to get rid of the fat. So that's what you're taking. That's the dover anivrar. That's called taking psalas mitoch ochel. It's not important what's left off in your hand. Whatever you want to get rid of, what you want to remove, that would be the better word. What you want to remove from this taruvos, that's the dover anivrar. So that's a fascinating machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So they're lishitasam. The Mishnah Berurah got stuck, and he said, you can't take out, pour off the fly, because he holds pouring off is going to be doing the Dover Nivra. So he has the seitzah of taking out the Ochel himself. Shulchan Aruch Rav doesn't like it. He says, no, you're being misaking the Ochel, just like the Chazon Ish also agreed that you're being misaking the Ochel. Therefore, the suggestion that the Mishnah Berurah gives is to take off Ochel himself together. the Shulchan Aruch Rav's suggestion, he rejects that, is what you left off in your hand. And the Mishnah Berurah himself asserted that. Halakha l'maisa, it seems like most things, the standard approach is to follow the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore to pour off the fat would be asur, that would be considered davar nivra. But it's interesting, in the world of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's a totally, totally different perspective. So therefore they deal with both sugyas differently. Yes?
Can I ask my question about the Mishnah Berurah?
Yes, please. Now is a good time.
So I don't get... Aside from this Taz, why does the Mishnah Berurah think that taking Psalms and together would be okay? That it's not Borah? What's the Svara there?
The Svara of the Mishnah Berurah is very sharp. The Mishnah Berurah's Svara is... It's just as sharp as the Chazon Ish's Svara. And that is, you've not done a Maisa Borer. The Maisa Borer is to take Psolas from Ochel. If you don't take Psolas from Ochel, you take Ochel and Psolas, then that's not a Maisa Borer. It is a very fundamental Chakira.
But he just makes that up? He thinks
that Taz said it. I mean, if we were Zochet to sit at the feet of the Chafetz Chaim, I would imagine that the Chafetz Chaim would have developed this from Gemara and Rishonim and so on and so forth. Yeah. I'm sure that you could develop that from within the sugya as well, but that's not enough. That's really a machlokas of what did the Taz mean when the Taz said to take off a little bit of ochel on themselves. Machlokas, Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ish Yisrael.
I want to clarify what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. What you want to remove is the nivra.
Right.
So even if I were to pour off water and leave the bug in the original cup, That's still borer because
what do you want? What was your goal there?
My goal is to separate the two.
Your goal, so then the davar nivra might be the ochel, right? The inverse is also true that what the Shulchan Aruch Rav would say is usher, that if you pour off the wine that you want and you're left with the fly in your hand, so that's taking psolas from ochel. The Mishnah Berurah might say that would be considered taking ochel from psolas, because if what you want is to get the wine away from the fly, then what the fact that the fly is still in your hand is not going to be important then. What are you trying to take out from the other? That's going to be the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Here's lahagdil Torah ladir, three minutes of extra lumdus. Okay. Yeah, there's a time clock on that, but for just 3 minutes, I just lahag this mamish simchas haTorah lahagdol Torah ladira. I thought that I had a raya to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and I was very disturbed from this halacha shin yutes yudal. I asked my chavrusa, and then I asked Rav Nevensal, and both of them told me they didn't have a good answer for me. I was very bothered with the Mishnah Berurah in the case of Shin Yud Tes Yud Aleph. What's the case by the Shmarim? The case of the Shmarim is that the case that the Chazon Ish brought up. You're pouring off the wine, and says the Chazon Ish, says the Halacha, Shulchan Aruch. Wait, be careful. If you've already reached the point that the Shmarim and the wine is mixed, you have a problem with Borer. Now, what are you doing when you're pouring off the wine? What do you want? You want the wine. You want the ochel. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, why is that borer? Why is that borer? You want the wine. You're taking off the wine. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, why is it borer? Because you end up with the psolus in your hand. But according to Mishnah Berurah, why? What's the problem?
The Mishnah Berurah says in the first, it's talking about the achrisma.
Well, what?
The Mishnah Berurah says the case is only the Acher's
Ma. Oh, maybe you have a very good answer. Let's take a look. Yud Dalid, what do you want to say? Where? Which Sifkatan?
Nun Hey. Umay Yishirus Alishdos the Acher's Ma. Say Nachnami, for right away it would be fine.
Umay Yishubor, Umay Yishirus Alishdos Acherzan. Din Bedait Alishdos Acher. Halo Kaimalan Yafemahot. The ochel mitob sos kishvam shalal yidei kli mutter mitayt lachol kan av shemar mikli lekli mikol makom ikra brer nasal yada. Okay, so beautiful. So comes along Rabban Sion and he says the answer is ein echanami. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only going to be in a case. Wait a second. Is only going to be in a case of where he's doing it l'achar zman. But if he's doing it l'toch zman, so he's taking ochel mitoch psoas. Okay. Now, is that muchruch at all?
No,
from the Rishonim?
It's a riot to Shulchan Aruch Rabbah.
Exactly. That's a,
yeah.
But you're, you're the Mishnah. Okay, so
you said the same thing.
You said you're saying beautifully. You said beautifully. So the answer to, is that l'chura, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, then it would be usur because you have the psalos that's left off in your hand. That's the reason it's going to be usur. And there's no mashmos in the sugya over there that it was la'achar zman. It sounds like even la'alter is going to be usur. But the Mishnah Brura holds that it's going to be mutter. Why according to Mishnah Brura is it mutter? According to Mishnah Brura, it's going to be mutter because ein hachanavi. You wanted to take the yayin, and that's going to be enough. And then it dawned on me, according to the Chazon Ish, there's going to be a third issue. According, again, to summarize, according to Mishnah Brura, the issue is that you're taking the yayin, that you're doing a la'achar zman. According to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, what you have is what you have left off in your hand. And according to the Chazon Ish, we have a third issue. The Chazon Ish said that the issue is that, in contrast, the Shita of both, at least the Mishnah Brura, he says that any time there is a Taruvos, by definition, the Isser is being Misakin in the Ochel, and it doesn't make a difference of whether you're taking Ochel or Psoves, right? The Chazon Ish said that even if you're taking wine off with the fly, that's not going to be enough. Why? Because at the end of the day, if you're being misakin, that's the Isser. So according to the Chazon Ish, yes, he might not hold the Shulchan Aruch HaRav's definition, what's left off in your hand is important. But according to the Chazon Ish, it doesn't matter if you're taking out psolus or taking out ochel. At the end of the day, if there is a tikkun that's taking place in the ochel, that's going to be aser. The Mishnah Brura, al pi shitaso, doesn't hold like neither the Chazon Ish nor the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Hence, Rav Ben Zion's excellent point. The Mishnah Brura has to learn that there's a case of la'achar zman. But according to the Chazon Ish, the reason why it's going to be us is you're being the sack and the yayin. Because you have a taruvos of both the shmarim and the yayin. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's going to be us because the shmarim is left in your hand. But according to the Chazon Ish, the Isser is going to be that you're doing the tikkun. Ulai. That's la'agil Torah, ula adira. Close brackets. Leaving aside that shtickle Torah, whether that's correct or not, at the end of the day, we have three different worlds to crunch. The standard psak is the psak of the Mishnah Brura Udimei, that they always, whenever you take out the ochel psoas from the ochel, to answer Yisrael's question, it's not called the Maisa Borer, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. I think. And then we have the world of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Chazon Ish both disagree with the Mishnah Brura and say taking out ochel psoas is not going to be a heter. What is the etzer? Shulchan Aruch HaRav says whatever's left in your hand, and therefore he disagrees with the chumra of the Mishnah Brura that you can't pour off the fat from the top of the soup. The Mishnah Brura is machmir. He holds the definition of davar nivra is different. And finally, we have this position of the Chazon Ish who says that anytime you're being misak in the ochel, that's going to be the Isser. So therefore, the Chazon Ish says pouring off a little bit of wine is not going to work. He rereads the Taz entirely. He entirely rereads the Taz. And then from the Chazon Ish comes out a chumra that any time you're being misak in the ochel, it doesn't matter if you're taking out ochel mitoch psos or psos mitoch ochel. And similarly, the Shmir Shabbos points out that Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmir if you have many zvulim, v'chein no'agul la'achmir. One should follow that chumra, even though it's not muchrok in the Mishnah Brura, one should follow. I do believe the Mishnah Brura also would agree in that case with Rav Shlomo Zalman that if you have quite a few flies, even if you took out Ochlam Solas, then in such a case that would be Asur, although there's room to be Mekalbel, whether the Mishnah Brura would agree or not. But the Rav Shlomo Zalman comes out L'chumra in that case. And finally, L'hagdol Toru L'adira, I thought that there are three different ways of explaining the case of the Shmarim. Rav Ben-Zion emphasized the Mishnah Brura Shita L'achar Zman, while according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the reason why it's Asur is because the sediment still stays in your hand. Well, according to Chazon Ish, ulai v'ulai, that the Isser is going to be, even if you don't take into account what's left in your hand, according to Chazon Ish, it's going to be Asur because you're doing the tikkun right now.
Just on that last point,
yes.
Yeah, according to Chazon Ish, if you're just taking ochel, shouldn't you also still have a heter? I mean, why should we assume that doesn't like the Mishnah Brura that we do that as ochel mitoch psoas? We also have to say it's not first time. I mean, he's talking about the case when you're taking out the psoas also, that's why he's
right.
Right. Really taking out the
Right. So I what I was driving at is in a case of where you can't define what's taking place. So then, by definition, that's the yisur. The yisur is the tikkun. You want to say. We don't know. Well, we do know that he says.
The case of Hefter, but the case of Esther, when you get to the bottom.
No, but at the end of the day, over there, in the case of the Chazon Ish said straight up, in the case of the Shmarim, he says that you're pouring off the wine, right? You're
That's
pouring
the
off.
Half,
but now when you get to the second half, you continue to pour off the wine. So
now
why is that also?
From a tarugas.
What?
So you have to test off his mouth. It's from a tarugas.
But the Chazon Ish makes no mention of that. The Chazon Ish makes no mention of that. Chazon Ish doesn't say that he's doing it.
The point was up until that point, there's no mixture. That,
correct. That's true.
Mixture, so
right.
Now it's Ophamito.
Up until that point. Now what's the issue? But then he says he has one more line. But no, Mati, you're saying good. My Chavrusa agrees with you. But I'm not convinced that that's right. Because what does he say in the next line? He says, Avo besof, kvar shame taruvas al tipin, uke shema friden shame borer aleha.
But maybe it's only the
it doesn't sound like that. In other words, you want to say that the Chazon Ish held that he was just trying to bring out the idea that it's a separate taruvas, and that wasn't his agenda at all. That that's not his man. I don't know. It sounds like to me that he's being medame. This Chavrusa says something similar to what you said. It sounds like to me that he's being. That's why I warned you. It was lahagdil Torah la'adira. This is gonna. I realize that this is gonna. Going to get to that place, which is good. Gishmafrid and Shein Borer Aleha, I thought it's paralleling the same case with the Zvuv. If it's paralleling the same case as the Zvuv, so then in such a case, then the Zvuv was a case of the Alter. Why would that not be a case of the Alter?
Why wouldn't it be Ochlam and Topsolos? What makes it different than any Heter
Well, I don't know if he accepts. I don't know if the Chazon Ish assumes that the Dover HaNivra is so clear over here. What the Dover HaNivra is in this case is so clear. What's the Dover HaNivra? Mati is saying good. I do think though, if the Chazon Ish held that way, one would have expected him to spell out more. But what's common between the point that you're making and what my Chavrusa said or Rafi said. Was that at the end of the day, the Chazon Ish's only dimyon of the Hadavar Mevur is just to show that there's no Shem Taruvas on top. And I'm trying to say that he's being Madam in both parts, both the Shem Taruvas and that. And I understand your kasha, you're asking to follow up as well. Yeah, yes, from Dub.
I don't think this question just came to your right answer, so maybe it makes sense. But why would the Shulchan Aruch HaRav say it's mutter to start pouring off liquid to begin with? If what's left in your hand is still...
Because that's where he'll agree with the Chazon Ish. He'll say there's no taruvas at all.
There's
no taruvas until the bottom. Okay, Rabbi, so we spent a little more time than I had expected. Let's try to get in the next important sugya. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. The Trumas Hadeshen, by the way, the Beis Yosef does a job over here. What he does is he takes a very difficult Trumas Hadeshen and he makes it very easy. If anybody, in general, there's a very important methodological point. Almost every Trumas Hadeshen, particularly in Hilchos Shabbos, I think it's like this in general, is very, very intense. It's not easy to read the Trumas Hadeshens. One after the next after the next. So if you want to really, really break your head, if you've done the sugya well and you want to go through one of the Rishonim and really be Ma'ayin and try to figure out a Rishon, the Trumas Hadeshen is the place to go. What the Beis Yosef does is he takes a difficult Trumas Hadeshen, Simen Nun Zayin, and he makes it easy. So let's take a look at it through the eyes of the Beis Yosef. I would encourage you to break your head on this Trumas Hadeshen. Says the Beis Yosef, because of the Trumas Hadeshen, Simen Nun Zayin, to be min echad lo shayach breira, v'shari lito k'tsaso lecho, u'laniach k'tsaso l'suda acheres, o lito k'tsaso u'latznia l'suda acheres, says the Trumas Hadeshen, if you have one min, so then that's not subject to borer, and you could take a little bit and leave a little bit for another suda. no problem of doing borer at all. And then he goes on, he says, because of duhu adinim heim shnei minim, who bor mishneim latzniyan tzarech v'dacheres, that's going to be mutter. This case, by the way, was similar to the case of the prima godim, that we saw what happens if you're doing selecting lachar zman, it's mufurish and turmas adesh and it's mutter, and we saw the bear alacha came out l'chumra. We're going to focus not on the second case of duhu adin, but rather focus on the first case. And that is, the turmas adesh says that by min echad, it's not shayach bora. And that we have in the Ramah. The Ramah in Shin Yud Tes Gimel tells us the following. Shnei minei dagim. You have two different types of fish. Mikri shnei minei achalim. So that's considered two different types of food. So if you have white fish and salmon, so then that's going to be subject to bora. Va'asu livra echel mechavero. El biyado kedei lechlan lachlan miyad. It's prohibited to select one from the other. Unless you're going to eat the one that you've selected immediately, that's ayil. Afal pishach etichos gedolos, we call achas nikeres b'fnei atzma. So here the Turmas Hadeshin also tells us a definition of taruvas. Taruvas means that it's not obvious, it's not easy to find each one. If you could find each one easily, then that would not be considered a taruvas. And he says, afal pishach etichos gedolos, we call achas Nikaris bifnei atzma. Excuse me. Let me rephrase that. Even if you could find them easily, nevertheless, it's still called a taruvas. Even though you could find each one of them easily, it's still called a taruvas. So you're going to have borer on salmon and whitefish, even when it's easy to recognize them. So you see that the definition of taruvas is that they're mixed. But if each one is identifiable, then in such a case, it still would be subject to the dinim of Bora and Taruas. Aval, kol shehu min echad, but if it's one min, in other words, if you have white fish and white fish, afal pisha Bora chatichos gdolos mitach ketanos, lo mikri breira, that's not going to be considered Bora. If you have large pieces and small pieces, which it's not just simply it's nikaris b'fnei atzma, because we saw that when you have white fish and salmon, so it would be Bora. But if it's the same min, that's not called borer. And he spells out a couple more details. V'afilu ha'yishnei minim ubor mishnei biyachad agdolos mitoch haktanos, ol hefech shari, hol ve'en ubor min echad mitoch chavero. That part of the Turmas Hadeshin maybe we'll leave for another time, we'll touch on right now. Another nuance that we'll talk about eventually. So this is the yisod, Bli Nether. This is the yisod that we have in regards to min echad. Anything that qualifies as min echad is not subject to borer. What are a couple of examples of min echad? So let's go immediately to the Archos Shabbos. Archos Shabbos gives us concretizes these halachos very clearly. In page Kuf Lamed Ches, in Sif Lamed Beis, he says, "Hayu l'fanav chatichos gedolos v'ktanos, v'kulam imin echon mutar livra elu me'elu. Av she'in osa kein aldas l'ochon l'alter, v'af mishtamash b'kli l'tzoach habreher." So any time you have min echad, there's no problem with borer. You could even use a kli. In Lamed Gimel, he points out, that when it comes to pieces of meat, so that's a machlokas of whether that's considered min echad. We saw that one type of fish is not considered borer. The Lama Gimel he raises, what would it be in regards to pieces, different parts of chicken? Let's say you have the leg of the chicken and the breast. Is that subject to the iser of borer or not? So that he quotes a machlokas haposkin. But some say it is subject to the iser, and some say that it is not subject to the iser of borer. Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was the machmir, and he held that it is subject, and Reb Yashiv was mekel, and held that it was not subject to the iser of borer. On the other hand, Reb Shlomo Zalman was mekel in another case. If Reb Nevinzal quotes this on page 278, Haborer chatichas deag shekala hotzim men atzamos mi ben chatichos shekasha lehen lo hotzim men atzamos Amar Admor Zal Shenechshav L'minyan Echad. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmer, bottom line, Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmer on pieces of chicken, different pieces that he considered different minim. Yet when it came to fish that have pieces that it's easy to take the bones out, that's our next subject we probably won't get to today, bones that it's easy to take fish that the bones are easy to take out, and fish that the bones are difficult to take out, so there, Rav Shlomo Zalman said it was okay. I asked Rav Nevinsel Shlita years ago, I was walking him home, and I asked him what was the difference between these two cases. Why is it that Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmir against Rav Yashiv with the different parts of chicken, but when it comes to fish, he was makel. That when it came to fish, what's the difference between the two? What exactly? You have fish, that there are fish that has bones inside that are difficult to remove, and piece of fish that have bones inside that are easy to remove. Why would that be different than the different pieces of chicken? So this is, a Gedolim story. He stopped, and he pulled out his... Unfortunately, he doesn't use them anymore because his eyes are weaker, but he used to use these very small gemaras that are tartly worn, very pocket gemaras, and his coat has very large pockets, so he carries those gemaras... with him, and he pulled out. He stopped, and he pulled out Gemara Krisus, and pointed to me to Daf Tezayin and Gemara Krisus. If you take a look in Gemara Krisus Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph, the Gemara there discusses being mitzdarif. I didn't photocopy for you the Gemara Chala. The Gemara discusses being mitzdarif different parts of an animal in terms of Isser Achila, whether it's considered whether they are mitzdarif l'kizayis or whether they're not mitzdarif l'kizayis. And there the Gemara points out that the parts of the animal that are normally associated with different forms of achila, let's say you compare the rib steak to a poor piece of meat, so then in such a case, the Gemara says they're not mitzdarif because they're considered different meaning. So Renan Zal understood that was what Rav Shlomo Zalman was saying, that today we consider the leg of the chicken and the breast of chicken as two entirely different meaning, and the Gemara in Krisos says that in regards to being mitzdarif to the sheer kezias of a behema as well. You don't say that automatically if it's meat, it's meat, it's meat. Even if it comes from the same animal, it's already mitzdarif. So that was his riot. So this is for those who follow the psak, this is the general diun. There are people who are machmer. Rav Shlomo Zalman was machmer. Rav Yashiv was mekel. An interesting, another naftamina in terms of shalom min echad or shnei minim, in the Orcha Shabbos, he also has a shaila about how you look at apples, but you have apples that have been made tangy. Let's say you have a baked apple or a baked apple and a regular apple. So do you consider them min echad or shnei minim? So here he points out that the Mishnah Berurah himself in Shin Yutes Sifkatan Tezvav, the name of Prima Gadim, was Mesupak, whether that's considered one min or two min. Minim, and that's left off as a open shayla in regards to two minim and one min. It's well known amongst the avrichim they were discussing with me, and this is how the Archa Shabbos concludes, that Rav Nevinsel quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman as being even machmir on matzos shlemos and matzos shivuros. That if a person on Shabbos is choosing between matzos shlemos and matzos shvuros, so then that's also considered two minim. So that's an extension of what Rav Nevinsel had said from that Gemara, and that is that any time that they're used in different manners, so then in such a case they're considered psoles versus ochel. In other words, if you're looking for lecha mishnah and there's broken matzah and there's whole matzahs, so then in such a case taking the broken matzah would be considered taking psoles. This is how Rav Nevinsel paskins. However, there's quite an assumption over here. The assumption over here, which we'll pick up with next time, is that he's assuming that the fact that a person views it lahalacha as something else makes it psoles. That's quite an assumption. In other words, it could be that the halacha says that because people view these different types of meat differently, they eat them differently, therefore they're not going to be mitzdarif to shir iser. That they're considered totally different meaning. That's what the Gemara in Krisos says. Over here, no one looks at matzah that is broken and matzah's whole is entirely different. No, everybody looks at them as being the same meaning. It's not like different cuts of meat. I just want to emphasize that. Different cuts, I mean, you could have a cut, I don't know the numbers, but you could have a cut, let's say it's cut 20, and that goes for $30 a pound. Then you have cut number 3, and that goes for $3 a pound. There's a tremendous difference between the different cuts of meat. However, when it comes to matzos, shlemos, and shiluros, so then, yes, the only reason they go for a different price, it's true, the matzos, shiluros, when you buy in box, are also cheaper. That's only because of a halachic reason. Is a halachic reason enough to change the status to make it one a psoles and the other an ochel? So here the assumption is that it would. So Mirtz Hashem, next time we're going to go through that sugya about how that works. We also haven't done the geder of chibur echad that we still have to do, and borer al yidei mayim, which is a very fascinating sugya. So that's still from these marnichos.